The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. The Twisted Tuesday continues. Easy to lose track of time. People think it's a slow time of the sports year right now. You're insane. It's like almost a bit. You know, it's one thing after another. And it's not just soccer, although obviously there's a ton of soccer going on. But we've got the NBA draft tomorrow. There was a big deal in the NBA tonight with the Knicks and the Nets. Bridges gets dealt from the Nets to the Knicks. And for four unprotected draft picks, so first-round picks. And they get a fifth one that is protected. So, in other words, they got five first-round draft picks out of this, the Nets did. And the Knicks get Bridges, a great young pure scorer here. So it'll be intriguing to see what the Knicks do to continue to put together their roster. This is one move, but what else is coming? We'll see. You got the draft tomorrow. It's kind of an anticlimactic draft tomorrow. But we got free agency coming up. OG Anunoby, somebody to keep her eye on right now. But we got Ian Cameron in the house, Babano. So, Babano, we talked about the Thursday night game. And for people wondering, the TV schedule this week, the two games that are on the CBS Sports Network this week, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers and Calgary Stampeders on Saturday night, and your Hamilton Tiger Cats at the Ottawa Redblacks on Sunday night, third consecutive Sunday night game for the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Yeah, it is. Not liking what I'm seeing, obviously, from the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I was pretty upset, pretty pissed off about that Sunday night effort against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, especially the secondary of theirs. They can't cover anybody outside of Jamal Peters. He's the only guy in that secondary who knows a thing, has a clue about what he's doing out there.
You notice they line up like 15 yards off the line of scrimmage with Bannon. It's a big problem. Like, yeah. They line up way too far back, man, all the time. It's like, guys, like, because, and you know what it is? I think Washington, I like Mark Washington, the coordinator, but I think he thinks if we pinch, we're going to get burnt. So he's got to sort of play this soft zone, but he's getting burnt anyways.
This defense declined big time last year, and through three games this year, they look even worse, and they want him gone. Like, Mark Washington's taking a lot of heat right now locally. Ticat fans are not happy with the way this defense is playing under his tutelage as DC right now. I made the bold proclamation that they're going to be 0-4 after this weekend. I think Ottawa's beating them at home. Ottawa beat Winnipeg at home. Now, you could say Winnipeg's way down, obviously, with their winless start. But Ottawa did play a good home game against the Bombers. I know they got drilled by the Alouettes. Keep in mind, though, that Montreal's score was misleading. They just turned the ball over too much. You can't feed a team like Montreal three first-half turnovers and not expect to pay the price for it. And Ottawa certainly did. They moved the ball, though, in the second half of that game, and that's probably what they'll be able to do against Hamilton's defense. I think the Ticats can score. That's probably another game I'd look over the total. I don't think either defense is that great. I think Bo Mitchell and the Hamilton team can score a bit. I like the over, but I think Ottawa's going to win. I'm being honest. I don't have very much confidence in the Ticats in a second straight road game getting it done.
A battle quickly on the Alouettes and the Argos. What do you think about that big Friday night matchup?
I jumped on Montreal initially, and it was the right move because the numbers moved all the way up to three, even 3.5 in some spots. But I'm telling you, at 3.5, I'd pump the brakes. I think Toronto's offense is very scary for Montreal, as good as their defense is. Cameron Dukes looks awesome, Gabe. I don't know how you feel, but he looks tremendous here so far. If I'm Chad Kelly, I say pound sand to him if I'm the Argos. Like, you screwed up off the field.
And Dukes is actually a better passer than Kelly is. Kelly can sort of, you know what I mean? He's got moxie and stuff about him. He's not a great passer, bro. Like, Deuce can sling it. Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Moranci. Level 3 has begun. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people to bust them, and everybody else in between. We got Ian Cameron in the house with us right now. But hang in here, Babano, for a moment. We'll get Babano's picks in a couple of minutes. We got Rick Saratella stepping up and in. So if you like football, we got a lot of football talk coming up here. We got some CFL best bets for the hardcores. We got some college football talk, a lot of NCAA talk with Rick, and some NFL talk as well. But just to sort of set the stage as far as tonight is concerned, well, we're off to quite a start with J.J. Redick as head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Yesterday, you know what, like I said, a lot of people thought it was funny. A lot of people think it's cool. He dropped a couple F-bombs at the press conference, and I said at the time last night, I said, I promise you not everybody thought it was so funny and so cool. And as somebody that has dropped F-bombs in the most inappropriate times and places, probably about 3,000 times in my life, even I was sort of cringed a little bit when you know, the second one was like, all right, dude, like, you're not on your podcast here. You're the head coach of the Lakers. You got to act like it now. You can't talk like this. Like, you gotta chill out, bro. And so that was one thing. And then today, there was a wild accusation, all right, from Halamia Nash, an author, speaker, and a Duke alum, dropped a bombshell allegation on social media this morning, claiming, I've only been called the N-word to my face once by a white man in my life, and I was on the campus of Duke University when I was doing work with the basketball team, and now he was just named head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. What a world. Pretty strong accusation. Coming out with this, you know, I mean, a day after he's named head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. And we all know, if there's one thing about J.J. Redick, this guy's online and on social media more than me and Ian Cameron Babano are. He sees everything. He reads everything. He's got thin skin. He's aware of everything. So you know he knew about this. And he has not really released a statement, but, you know, courtesy of TMZ, TMZ has gotten somewhat of a statement from, but not directly from J.J. Redick. A spokesman for J.J. Redick says, no, it never happened. Now, if this was just some random person, I could get J.J. Redick ignoring it and stuff and just sort of like, you know, whatever, some crazy person online. But this girl is respected by people. She got a big following. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, she's a, you know, an author and an influencer and all of this. So people do believe her. A lot of people are believing her. And I don't know, right? I, you know, personally, and my own personal gut feeling is, I don't believe her. Like this, but just, or there's some sort of, like, really, this, how come this never came out before? Nobody's ever accused J.J. Redick of this before. But I will say this. J.J. Redick is going to have to do better than a spokesperson tells TMZ Sports, no, it never happened. This is another thing. You're going to have to come out and say, I don't know what the hell this girl's talking about. I never met her. I never saw her. This is the most ridiculous thing that I've ever heard in my life. I would never say that, right? No, it never happened through a spokesperson. Just isn't good enough. And I got to wonder if you're J.J. Redick right now, at what point, like, there's, like, it's sort of creep in. Oh, my God, what have I gotten myself into? It's sort of like people are like, you know, oh, I'm going to get into politics. It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, you get into politics and you realize everything about your life is going to be known now, right? You're on TV and stuff. Okay, people will know stories, but it's a little bit different. Now you're the coach, and now you know the way it works in the media. Now people are going to start, like, kicking around. Oh, is J.J. Redick a racist? Did he ever say anything at Duke? Did he do this? Did he say this ever? And they're going to have people to start, oh, when he was 9 years old, he liked this rap band, and he said this. And, like, where is he going to end? Right? Like, I'm just saying, a Pandora's box has been open, and I can't, you know, I'm sure the Lakers are thinking, holy, like, what the hell? Can we just talk about basketball here? But speaking of which, Bronny James, over under 47.5 tomorrow in the NBA draft. And I was thinking, you know what, how do we not take him to go under? Someone's going to take this kid, right, to, you know, to make Bron happy, to think maybe LeBron will play there, to think, you know what, he's James's kid, we'll sell jerseys. He's not a bad player, He should have went back to college, but he's not a bad player. He's not a star or anything, but he is like a two-way. You know, he's a good player. He should have went back to college. But they're playing like master of puppets behind the scenes, and no one's going to take him because it's not going to go anywhere. More on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
At the edge, then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I'm Renzi. So we opened up with the J.J. Redick stuff. Last night, we all got a big laugh. We played the clip about him dropping the F-bombs at the press conference, which that's one thing. And listen, this stuff will go away, sort of, but it's going to be a couple of days. And now somebody else in the media, somebody's going to start poking around and saying, you know, looking into the background of this. And as I stated earlier, he's going to have to do better than just know through a spokesperson. He's going to have to put this fire out. If you want to be out there and be a podcast guy and always be out there, you can't pretend you don't hear things after. But not to smooth this 24 hours. We'll just put it this way. Babano, the Stanley Cup finals are done. We fell short. You know, it's funny. I lost with the Oilers. I thought the Oilers were going to win the series. But we won some money along the way. But before the series started, I picked Connor McDavid at plus 200 to win the Conn Smythe. He ends up winning anyways. I didn't envision them losing and him winning. But props to the Panthers for getting it done last night. The Oilers just, you know what I mean? They ran out of, they hit the wall, bro, with about 10 minutes left in that hockey. Like, you know, all the energy, and then the Panthers finally, you know, the Panthers weren't great. They just didn't suck. And it was enough for them to win. What did you think?
What I think is I'm hearing way too much on television today from people that have probably the first hockey game they watched was last night, saying that Connor McDavid didn't show up for a man of his stature in Game 7, which is the biggest bunch of nonsense I've ever heard. It's not a matter of not showing up. It's a matter of Florida's defense was phenomenal. Let's give them a little credit, the way they defended McDavid and Draisaitl last night. Let's give Bob credit, and he's played a ton of minutes.
Bobrovsky was good last night. He was good last night. Yeah, McDavid was tired by the end of it.
Yeah, he looked exhausted. I think it came out today that had some kind of injury. Not that everyone else isn't injured and hurting at this time of year, but that played a part in it. Same with Draisaitl. He was playing through two different injuries. So it's not that he didn't show up and didn't want to win. He was just shut down by an excellent defensive team, gave it his best, and came up short. That's the end of it. And Florida defended well. They got back to the way they played in the first three games, which gave them that success early in the series, shutting down the key players, the top players of Edmonton. And that's why they're hoisting the Stanley Cup today.
Well, the band is going through withdrawals right now. He's one of the co-hosts of the Ice Guys, very popular hockey podcast. Now the hockey season's done for
it's
real.
The season finale today. Yep.
But you've got CFL football that you like to handicap and bet on. Yes. The CBS Sports schedule this week: Winnipeg and Calgary on Saturday night, Hamilton and Ottawa on Sunday night. It's too bad. Out of the four games this week in the CFL, the other two ones are the better ones to watch, right? The BC Lions are always entertaining and are on CBS Sports often. And the game of the week this week is Montreal and Toronto, which is the big showdown on Friday night. We've got about 2.5 minutes here, Babano. If you were going to bet like one game, one bet this week, what catches your eye the most in the CFL?
One bet this week that I like the most in the CFL, I would probably go with a team that's probably already taken some money this week, and that's the Calgary Stampeders against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. It opened, I believe, 4.5 with Winnipeg as road favorites.
Yeah, 3.5
I still think there's value. I mean, you don't stop, at least for me, I don't stop betting against Winnipeg until they prove me otherwise. You know, they look like a team that is just down from last year, an aging group. Their O-line, this is the biggest difference I see in Winnipeg. The O-line has been a position group of strength for years. Their D-line and the pressure they get has been a position group of strength for years. Their O-line can't run block, and they're not protecting Kolaros right now. They're not getting the pass rush they used to either. Willie Jefferson's at a quiet start. Jackson Jeffcoat, their other big pass rusher, retired in the offseason. They just don't seem to be generating that pass rush either. Their secondary is very young, and they're kind of getting beat down the field, and Vernon Adams showed that. He scorched that secondary a couple of times last week. You got Calgary off a bye week. You know, the Stamps have been better than I thought they would be, and the long-term trend of Dave Dickinson off a bye week has been pretty strong in his coaching career, so I think they're very live as home dogs there.
Yeah, I don't disagree, actually. I think, you know, we got to think outside the box sometimes. I think the Bombers are being priced from past years. It'll be a battle. I agree, too. I like what I've seen from Calgary. They played a spirited game.
Calgary last year, Gabe, with those two teams. It was close.
Yeah. And, you know, Mares look better this year. It was a tough spot for them to be in against BC in that 50-cent game. You got 54,000 people there. Lions are a good team. They were coming off a loss. It was the home opener. They're, you know, it was a tough spot. I think now going back home here, it's a much better situation. And as you mentioned, they're rested up right now. And it's interesting, too. Babano's a Hamilton Tiger Cat fan. And, you know, you look at Ottawa, and I said this earlier, people think, well, Ottawa got murdered last week. Maybe they're not that good. No, I think they're pretty good still. It's part of their young team. They're coming together. They got a bunch of new dudes. They look good in one game. They got their ass handed to them. I think to go back to the drawing board. And I'm looking for them to play well, actually, on Sunday night. I think there'll be some points again in this game. But I think Ottawa will play well. And, you know, listen, Cameron Dukes has been great filling in for Chad Kelly. And he might just replace him, to be honest, moving forward. But can't get in front of this Alouette team right now, bro. They've won 11, 12 games in a row now. Was it 12 now in a row, going back to last year?
It's tough. I have them already in pocket, but I'll be honest, at 3.5, if it climbs even more than that, I might buy back a little on Toronto because I do think there's a close game. This is one where I'm going to shock people. Montreal, I know, has been an under team until last week. I think this could be more points than you expect. Nobody's talking about how Fajardo has maybe one of the better receiving cores this year. Julian Grant and Philpott and all these guys have been absolutely phenomenal for them. The receiving core has been great. They're chucking the ball downfield more. There could be more points in this Montreal-Toronto game than you would think. And Toronto, certainly defensively, they've had their issues so far. And I think Toronto and Cameron Dukes on offense, Gabe, they'll be a test for Montreal's defense. I don't think the Owls' defense is shutting Toronto out completely in that game.
No, the Argos can they can spread the ball around the field, no doubt. Ian Cameron, follow him on Twitter, at Babano Bets.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stole his original Twitter account, but he's building up the new one again. Babano Bets. You want that guy to rot in hell, don't you?
I do. Never will be forgiven. I don't care what he does. Or it. Might have been a bot. Who knows at this point with that stuff.
Yeah. He and Cameron. Rick Saratella joins us next. Get into the NFL, college football. Let's roll.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Twisted Tuesday continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, breaking it down on SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks, and many more affiliates, networks, apps, smart TVs, and everything else in between. Let's bring in our main man right now, Rick Saratella, the founder of the NFL Draft Bible, allaccessfootball.com, a scout with the Edmonton Elks. Let's do this thing, Rick. As always, a lot of stuff to break down. Countdown to kickoff in college football continues. NFL mini camps have wrapped up. CFL, hard to believe we're already going into week four. But as far as the NFL is concerned right now, this is the time of the year where the coaches go on vacation to Europe with their wives for a week or two. You know, it's the calm before the storm. And it's also the time of the year where if you're a general manager, you're sitting, you know, you're sitting at the lake, at the cabin, and every time your phone rings, you just cringe, right? It's sort of this, you look and you're like, oh, God, like who got arrested? Who did what? What happened? Idle time is the devil's time. We've had numerous players get arrested, bro, in the last, week. And then as soon as minicamp, all right, I'll see you in September. It's like, okay, idle's time is the devil's time. And then you got other guys. Travis Kelce's on stage, you know, playing Mr. Dress-Up with Taylor Swift. Joe Burrow is, like, walking a catwalk like a model in France this week. Hell, I remember when it was a big deal when poor Tony Romo went to Mexico once on vacation. Times have changed, bro.
Bill Belichick's having quite a good offseason, too, eh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then you bring up – oh, yeah. You got Bill Belichick. That's what I'm saying, bro. Idle time, devil time. He's not coaching anymore. He's hanging with 22-year-olds.
So yeah, and, you know, I've spoken to some people in the league because whether it's behind the scenes or frontline, Goodell is pushing for this earlier training camp starting next season. So it's going to start even earlier. You're seeing training camps now starting July 23rd. Next year, I think you're going to see like mid-July, right after 4th of July weekend. It's going to ramp up. And yeah, you're lucky if you get a week, maybe 10 days, 2 weeks. I don't think a lot of coaches are having as much fun as Billy Belichick these days. It is a continuous offseason. It just doesn't stop. And I'll tell you, I mean, for Travis Kelce, who's got 1 foot out the door, I'll tell you, it's a great offseason. For guys like Aaron Rodgers that don't have to show up and go on kumbaya trips, it's an amazing offseason. But for the teams, especially guys like Chicago with all this new turnover, I mean, I don't see much time outside of the facility, even during the summer months.
No, you're right. You're right. And most coaches are hunkered down. But this is sort of the last time. It's sort of that little free thing. But it's funny because the players were saying, you know what, we don't like these mini camps and we want to get rid of this. And we just want to show up. And it's not really so much about for football. It's basically, let's see where you're at. You can't trust people just to show up. Right? You know what I mean? You've got to keep your eye on them. That's why there's the morning skate in hockey. It's not to get ready for the game. It's because otherwise, you know, there needs to be responsibility that people are going to show up. But what a wild, wild week. You talked about, like, all this stuff going on, not to mention Matthew Stafford's wife and that crazy stuff, bro.
Yeah, how about that?
Like, I don't talk about people's families and wives, but if you're hosting a podcast and she puts herself out there, but,
yeah,
man.
Weird stuff.
If you were a defensive lineman, I would talk smack. Like, if I was lining up on the line, I'd be talking about him, his wife. I'd be saying, hey, so I heard Joe Cox, right? And even Lane Kiffin, God bless him, somebody tweeted, is Joe Cox the guy? And he's an assistant with Lane now. And Lane responds, maybe, with a smiley face. Lane Kiffin's too much, man. This guy's too much, man.
Yeah, who was it? He blocked somebody on Twitter the other day talking crap, but what a world, really. And like, you know, the whole Stafford, what's her name, Kelly Stafford?
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's on a show. I think it was an all-female show. Like, the problem is there's no male hosts. Like, Kelly, pump the brakes. Like, you think it didn't happen to you?
Well, listen, for whatever reason, like I said, you know, I've known about her and she's bothered me for years. Going back to her days when she was in Detroit and she sold tickets, right? You're in Detroit, your quarterback, your husband quarterback makes like, you know, $35 million a year. You have some extra tickets and you sold them. And then you told everyone to F off. They're my tickets. I can do what I want with them. She smoked a 49er fan in the head with a pretzel. Imagine if someone hit her with a pretzel. She made up last year in Detroit that Lion fans accosted her and her kids. It wasn't true. Lion fans love Matt Stafford. They were nice. But what is it?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency. We're just kicking it with Rick Saratella. Man, I was, even that little, like, a couple of minutes we're talking about, man, so many crazy things. So you have Bill Belichick stumbling out of, there was a video of him stumbling out of a complex, an apartment, one morning, shirtless. Yeah, looking all discarded, everyone's been there, that, you know, Sunday morning, you wake up, oh my God, where am I? What did I do? But what he did was pretty good, actually. So he's with a 24-year-old now, but it's pretty creepy. Like, the dude signed her high school yearbook and stuff. Like, he's known her for years. Once again, I don't even feel comfortable, but everyone's like, so, oh, this is cool. It's creepy. It ain't cool. It's creepy.
It's weird. It's weird. And then the ex-boyfriend just recently came out who's like 64. So it's like, she's got a thing. You know, it's like...
I gotta be real too. Like, all right, you know what I mean? You get an older gentleman, good looking guy. He's not a good looking guy. Like, he might be a good football coach. He's a hideous looking person. And you know, I can't imagine he's that, like, he throws money around that much either. So I really don't understand this, to be honest.
No, I think Billy Ball likes to have a good time.
Yeah, it's a little sugar daddy thing. There's got to be something going on.
Yeah. I'll tell you, though, it's been more of a soap opera with, like, the Taylor Swift saga now continuing. Like, you got Jason Kelsey, you got Tom Cruise. Like, what a scene going on with the
The NFL Taylor is becoming F1, bro. More drama.
And like, she's like in the Chiefs players' chats, 4 a.m. in the morning, like night of the concert. She's, you know, all over the place, this Taylor Swift. She's a brand ambassador now.
At least they're not making Chief players mandatory go to her concerts like Deion Sanders. Let's get into this.
Yeah,
switch gears here. So you got this Deion Sanders stuff and Shedeur Sanders. I know Shedeur Sanders is a great quarterback, Rick, but will there ever be a player coming into the NFL with more baggage and more drama and just more? I mean, people thought Jeff George in the old days, or John Elway, you got to deal with the dad or whatnot. But this is next level, bro. This is like next level. And for people who don't know the story about, it's been a... All the talk about Deion Sanders of Colorado, he got Hunter and he's got his son. Other than that, he's not getting big-time players. And even the big-time players that sort of hang around him a little bit, one out after. It was been a max exodus of a transfer portal, 44-plus kids. And he can always say, oh, they're not very good anyways. I don't care who they are. They couldn't handle it and all this. But the last straw with a lot of guys on the team was Shedeur Sanders has got a rap career, and he's terrible. Let's just call it off what it is. It's really, really bad. And Deion Sanders made it mandatory that they all go see him live and to support him at his concert. And they were like, this is just too much now. Like, we're not. He already gets so much special treatment as it was. That was the final straw for people on the team.
And I guess he was like the undercard of the Lil Wayne concert.
One of the openers,
to cap off the spring.
And you know it's bad when the team didn't even want to go see Lil Wayne either. They're like, no, we don't want to go, bro.
it's funny that you bring this up because I was coming off the beach here at the Jersey Shore, and I know one of the Colorado boosters, and I said, I don't even know his name. I said, yo, Colorado, what's happening? I know he always goes to the game. And we start to chat. He goes, man, Deion's lost the team. He's like, what is he doing? Like, you know, you mentioned the mandatory attendance. Like, 24 players hit the transfer portal after that. And they didn't have an offensive line to begin with. Shedeur Sanders is, like, running for his life. But you mentioned polarizing quarterbacks. Like, didn't we just go through this with Caleb Williams was a polarizing quarterback?
And he's a good guy. Caleb's a good teammate, bro. People may not like, you know, his fingernails his wardrobe sometimes. But... Yeah. You could tell, Rick, at his pro day, you know, he's wrestling with the offensive linemen. His teammates are generally happy to see him. There's more than lip service. You can't deny, and even you admit it. You're hearing all the right things about Caleb with the Bears and his teammates.
Well, I think when you listen to Shedeur Sanders talk, I don't know if I've come across a more intellect quarterback coming out of college. Seriously, like, this guy is very smart. Like, he's real quick to put media in his place. He's actually
much
smarter.
And what's up with the bankruptcy, Rick? Sorry about this. And now you got a bankruptcy? Yeah. Like, what's up with this now? Like, there's a lot of drama with this kid.
Well, you know, I think they found some Trump loopholes to avoid some taxes.
Lawsuits, you know, lawsuits, and yeah, he was getting sued. I know.
Yeah, they found the loopholes there. But what a fiasco! And I do think.
And Dion, remember, even Dion said, and then he took it back. Dion threw out the fake news stuff, like, oh, you know, dude, it was your quote when you said he ain't playing. He's only going to play for a handful of teams, and we're not going to bother. And he said, oh, I never, no one knows that. That's just the media saying that. No, you said that. Point blank, you said that. Remember he said, I don't want him playing in the cold. I don't want him playing here. I don't want him playing there.
I do believe that this whole thing could go up in flames. Like, because it's such a terrible offensive line. Shedeur Sanders could have an injury 4 or 5 games into the season. They could be 0-5. And, you know, we talked about it. Deion's daughter already transferred from the basketball team. His other son, the safety, is going to be out of there. Shedeur, I don't think this thing is going to end very well.
Now, as far as Hunter is concerned, that's how all this started. That was the first big player that went with him to Jacksonville State, right? You know, he was the highest recruited, one of the best defensive backs in the country, cornerbacks in the country, two-way player. Yet I'm hearing NFL people actually think, you know what, at the NFL level, we might just make him a wide receiver. That he might be better off a wide receiver than a DB. What's your take on that? Yeah, well, what's your take on that? Because he was naturally a DB.
Yeah, I prefer him at cornerback, actually. So I think he has much better instincts. He's a good cover man. I think he's a good wide receiver. I think he's a better cover man. So I think his best skill set would be at cornerback if you want to just have him play one specific position. But I mean, this is a Charles Woodson like talent. In fact, it is a Deion Sanders like. I would say his wide receiver skills are similar to what Deion was.
Yeah,
when he was with Dallas.
And what, like, about Rick with the new kickoff rule too? You imagine he could like return some kicks, get hit that corner, he could be gone too, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a dynamic player. In fact, you could state an argument right now, if the NFL draft was tomorrow, Colorado could have the number one and number two overall picks. Like, you could state that argument.
But they got nothing
and
after
that. Oh, by the way, they hired my friend Warren Sapp to the
coach. Yeah. Well, thanks. You mean the Warren Sapp whose career got ruined because he refused to pay a hooker at the Super Bowl?
That well, Warren you know, Sapp? Me, yeah, well, the Warren Sapp that berated me for about 10 minutes on my show because he didn't like my introduction, but...
Hell of a football player. I'm just thinking, like, oh, yeah, you got some great influences going on here. I can see Warren Sapp with an NFL team. You know what I mean? Say, oh, whatever, dude, it's Warren Sapp. And, like, there was a guy, actually. There was a video going around the other day. I didn't bring it up. I couldn't quantify or verify its authenticity because it's just that it's a dude running in a hallway from a bunch of hookers. But people are alleging it was supposedly a guy in the Lions or something on video. You know, he's in a room with a couple escorts. It didn't end well, and he takes off down the hall, and she nakedly chases him down the hall. And I was thinking, damn, this girl can run. She's keeping up with an NFL player, like, naked in a hallway, Rick. Some real athletes out there. You're a scout, you know.
Yeah, social media, man. 2024 is wild.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, man, thank God. Like, I just, like, the things that we did as like teenagers and kids in the 80s and stuff, if it was on film, we'd all be in prison, I think. Still.
But luckily,
be like, it didn't seem as bad as it was, but it looks bad on camera, I know.
Oh, man.
Like, times are just different now. Everything, like, you got to be aware of it. All right, on the other side, we'll get a little more NFL stuff, and we got to get some CFL football. I cannot believe we're already going in to week 4.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Or of the season, which means the college of football.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time always flies when we're talking football with our main man, Rick Saratella, NFL Draft Bible, All Access Football. .com. We'll get into some CFL football, talk about his Edmonton Elks and more. But Rick, you're always working on your NFL draft work, and I know you're in Lindy's Magazine. We'll get to this in a moment. And every year it's always interesting when people talk about draft classes. Oh, this is a great draft class, and then it arrives and the people don't really ever like it as much as they think they do, or they'll criticize it. I've heard a lot of people criticize, you know, all these quarterbacks were taken this year because they're like, well, next year's QB class isn't quite as deep. Yeah, it might not be as deep, but I think there's some pretty big-time quarterbacks playing college football this year. Say what you will about the baggage that comes along with Shedeur Sanders, but you put this guy with NFL talent, bro, like, he's going to be good, all right? Like, he doesn't have a ton of talent already. You just say he's running for his life now. He's never really played with good players before, and he's a stud. And I, you know, that really shows something about how good this guy is. And he is a leader on the field. He's annoying a bit, but he is a leader on the field with his, you know, he's got his teammates back and stuff. He's a smack talker. He's a modern type of kid. How good is Carson Beck? How good do you think Beck is? Is he a product? Is he just good because he's on the Bulldogs, or is he like next level good? Because he's like the Heisman Trophy favorite. People think he can win.
Oh no, he's definitely a precision pocket passing type that can, you know, be accurate, and I think he's probably the safer pick right now in terms of the next level talent. Like a guy, you know, he could come in, probably pick up a scheme, play immediately, keep you in ball games, right? He's not going to make a lot of costly mistakes based on what we've seen. And there's a legitimate buzz. Like, we've got the national grades from NFL teams, and Carson Beck is right up there, right? He is the top rated quarterback now. Shedeur Sanders isn't rated because he's an underclassman. But if I'm being honest, and you do have to weigh the market, like if I'm the GM of the New York Giants, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit leery about bringing in Shedeur Sanders. If I'm in the middle of nowhere, Green Bay, Wisconsin, maybe I feel better about it, right? But I will say this. I do think Shedeur Sanders is the more talented quarterback that can be a top 10, dare I say a top 5 talent at the next level. I think Beck is more of a guy that's going to be in that Kirk Cousins range. He'll be in the top half. He'll be a Baker Mayfield that can keep the competitive type in
the NFL. Yeah,
look
at Beck, sort of that J.J. McCarthy sort of, right? And I know we'll say I like J.J. a lot, but you know what I mean. He's that blue chip, going to win games for you. You know what you're getting from him.
You know what you're getting. You know what the bottom floor is. And then I'll throw Jackson Dart in there because I will say, like, you mentioned Lane Kiffin in the last segment. This guy has brought in boku transfer recruits. I mean, big-time players. In fact, if you look
they're going to be ranked like 5 or 6 in the preseason polls when they come out. Like, they're expected to do well now. The pressure's on to win. You've got the players now.
I got news for you. Here's my hot take on mid-June. I got Ole Miss to win the national championship. Okay.
Ooh, a lot of people have them going to the playoffs. You're taking it a step further. You're saying they're going to win the championship.
I got Ole Miss running to the national championship, and I think that's going to elevate the draft stock of Jackson Dart, who has that skill set to extend plays, move around in the pocket, you know, throw on the move and pick up the first down with his feet, move the chains when he has to do that. And let's be honest. I mean, like, he's learning from one of the best quarterback mentors, offensive gurus in the world, in Lane Kiffin. And say what you want, he's a quirky dude. Smart guy, right?
Very smart guy. Of course, Jackson Dart got started with the USC Trojans. You know, we'll get into some CFL. Let me just throw two quick guys, as long as we're talking quarterbacks, at you, because I'm really looking forward to seeing this football game. It's the first Saturday of the year. Well, I guess second Saturday. Florida State played Georgia Tech in Ireland. But the 31st, when there's a bunch of games for the first time, Notre Dame and Texas A&M. We know A&M are loaded with talent. Now they got Elko coming over from Duke, who's a really good coach. And ironically enough, Riley Leonard, who was the quarterback at Duke, will be the quarterback for Notre Dame. So they're going up against each other. But is Riley Leonard flying under the radar a little bit? 6'4", 215-pound kid. We know he's smart, went to Duke, and now he's going to be at Notre Dame playing some high-profile football games. Are you buying or selling? Do you have your eye on Riley Leonard now coming into this year?
Oh, he is heavily on the NFL radar. In fact, before the injury last year, he was considered a first-round pick. I mentioned to you that Carson Beck was the highest-rated senior signal caller. Well, I think Riley Leonard was number two, and he had a day two grade. I think, again, we talked about Quinn Ewers off the air, you and I. Same thing with Riley Leonard. It's about durability. Can you sustain? Can you stay healthy and get through the season? But when you talk about size, 6'4.5", arm strength, and then that dual threat capability, he's going to have a chance to highlight all those skill sets playing for the Fighting Irish. And I do think he is right now a day two, and with a strong season could push his way into that first round conversation.
My quick hot summer take will be Jalen Milroe's stock will rise incredibly throughout the season. A kid that people criticized last year that he shouldn't even be the starter, ended up taking him to the Rose Bowl, overtime loss to Michigan. He's got all the physical attributes, and now you bring in Kellen DeBoer, and we've seen what DeBoer did for Penix. We've seen what he's done for all the quarterbacks that he's been around. This offense is going to be more explosive at Bama now than it was with Saban even, bro. Like, it's going to be more wide open. Like, he's got talent. This kid's got, we know, he's got a cannon. He's very, you know, he's Anthony Richardson. He's Anthony Richardson to me. Yeah, very, very similar. Maybe Richardson's better sort of, you know, all-around athlete. But you get where I'm going with this. What's your take on Milroe?
Well, I mean, I think Jalen Milroe, by the way, if he chooses to run the 40-yard dash, might be the fastest guy in Indianapolis. But in terms of his passing, I think he evolved immensely last year. I think you saw that down the stretch of last season, especially with his decision-making and then the leadership. He's a fiery guy. You can see the teammates rally around him. He's a leader of men. I like all his leadership traits, the it factors that we talk about. But again, what he's going to do, I think, is take a next step in his game, elevate like Jaden Daniels, continue to just take those strides and make those leaps every year. So I think right now Jalen Milroe, to me, is already a first-round pick coming into the regular season. It's just a question of how high does he go.
Rick Saratello. Rick, I can't believe we're almost out of time. We've got a minute left here. Tough start for your Edmonton Elks this year, but there's a saying that started it here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Always good with Rick Saratella. Man, this show just flew by this evening, 180-minute full court press. So we're not going to be on tomorrow night due to the NBA draft. We'll be back on Thursday night. Follow me on Twitter, at SportsRage. I'll post some NBA draft props throughout the day. There is a dude I like, just quickly, under 10.5. Under 10.5, Tijan Saloon. All right, and to be honest, all the some wild names in this NBA draft, all right? This kid's actually Salon. He's a French. He's French. He played on the same team as Victor Wembanyama, and he's buddies with Victor Wembanyama. 6'9". He's kind of compared to, like, Giannis. All right? Now, if you're the Spurs, you still have a couple of years to go here. They're drafting 8th. Don't be surprised if he goes 8th to the Spurs. He's over under 10.5. That's going to be the prop I'll throw to you right now. Saloon. It's S-A-L-A-U-N from Cholet, France. But Salon. I've actually seen him before. I bet on the French League before. So you watch the dunk. Salon. But I'm sure tomorrow he'll be called Saloon and a lot of other things. But under 10.5 for him. All right, listen, I want to get to this clip. There's, you know, there's so much talk about college sports and what's wrong with it. And, you know, these clowns in Congress want to get involved. And, you know, coaches are crying and universities, oh, we can't do this, we can't do that. Even though they're all making like tens of millions of dollars a year salary and billions of dollars a year endowments and all this stuff. You want to know what's really wrong with college sports is people like this guy, Jim Schlossnagel. So he's the manager of a Texas A&M baseball team. They just lost a heartbreaker 6-5 last night, College Baseball World Series. And there were reports that he was going to bolt for the Texas Longhorns of all teams. And he was asked about it after the game. And here was his response.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. That's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. But I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Coach, thank you very much.
Write that as he gets up and storms off. And your new manager of the Texas Longhorns, Jim Schlossnagel. These guys are the sleaziest. Like, you think politicians are bad? Like, these college coaches, like I said, they want to cry about, oh, it's terrible with the NIL stuff and these kids are making money. And, like, these dudes will put a knife in the kid's back in a moment. And I don't know where he's coming from. I left my family for this job. I got to tell you, this guy's a sense of loyalty. I'd be worried about anything he said. Moving forward here. Listen, I get it. You know what I mean? Coaches go and it's part of the business and all that. And it is what it is. But don't pull this crap at a press conference and pound your, you know, that's some Rafael Palmeiro stuff right there. How dare you? Right? That's a selfish question. I pour my life into this. Yeah, no one said you didn't pour your life into it. No one said that. The question was, are you taking the Texas job? And you notice Buddy didn't even, like, mention. He goes, that school, you know, that job. And that's a selfish question. What do you mean it's a selfish question? And, oh, by the way, he left for Texas hours after that. Like, man, oh, yeah, you know, fake news, media. You guys in the media, you're fake news. It's like, you know what? At some point, you know what? You can only drop this fake news crap so much. At some point, you know what? The sky is black at night, all right? And it is. You can pretend it isn't. The sky's blue, right? Like, there's certain things that people want to argue. No, gravity doesn't exist. Those are the big-time university people that think that. And gravity is a big scam. You know, like, I guess, what's the best word for this guy? Jackass? I guess, you know, and I'm being nice here. It's a family program. Shout out to our million guests that join us tonight. Great stuff. Follow me on Twitter X, at Sports Rage. I'll post some picks. We got a bunch of Euro stuff. The Copa continues. Big drama today. Shout out to Canada for a big win against Peru. They got a big game Saturday night in Orlando against Chile, who lost the heartbreaker to Argentina tonight. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.